Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Kalim, Perig Yud Zayin, Mishnah Tesvav, Ha'oisa Kli, someone makes a Kali that has the capacity to put things inside, it's going to be tummy. It doesn't make a difference how large that area is. Ha'oisa Kli Kibbul Mikol Makai. Even if you can only put in a tiny drop. A mashu, says the Batanu. Tummy means it could be Makabal Tummy. It's not tummy because you could put something in, but it means it could become tummy. There's no shear as to how big this clay kibble has to be. Mefarshim explain over here, this is dafka by a wooden keli, or a keli that's made out of bones or sack. When it comes to a kli cheres, there is a shear. Vaita zakta mishnah, Oesav Simon makes a keli, and he singles it out. He designates it for mishkav u'moyshav mikol makom. We've already touched a little bit on tumas mishkav u'moyshav. There are certain types of tumeim, like a zav, a metzaira. They are metama b'midras, meaning to say if they lay, sit, or lean totally on something, even without touching it. So those things become tame, but it has to be something that's officially set aside, as a bed, a couch, chair, or something that's set aside that he puts his weight on it, like a shoe, becomes midras. So what's our Mishnah telling us? So I say mishkav u'mayshav mikol makom tame. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is that even if this particular thing was only set aside, like to lean on a little bit, it still becomes tumas midras. It doesn't have to be your mamish sit or mamish lay. If he's hanging onto it or leans on it, then it's going to be makabel tumas midras. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Ha'oisech is me'or ha'matzah. This person made like a kind of a pouch out of matzah? No, it doesn't mean matzah eat on Pesach. But it means hide that hasn't been processed. Like raw hide, raw skin of an animal. Or min haniyar, out of paper, the kind of paper they had then. They used to make it out of grass. Like the Mishnah Tame, this kalim could become Tame. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Harimain, as we know, is a pomegranate. Ha'aloin, that's an acorn. V'yo'egais is commonly touched as a walnut. Shechakakum ha'tinoikais. Chak means, in this case, to hollow out. Chak is like to stamp down. They like pushed it in to hollow it out. And why did they do it? Because they're playing in the sandbox. And they did it lomid behem as a offer to measure sand with them. Or let's say you took these things and they shaped it in such a way that they use it to be like the pan of a toy scale. Yeah, a toy scale. You don't make a real scale with it. It's still the kids that are doing it. But lamaisa tame, it becomes a keli that could become tame. What do you mean? But they're kids. It counts what a child does? And the answer is, what he does, yes. Sheyesh lem maisa. If they do a maisa, a physical act, it becomes a keli. If they hollow out the nut, yes, it becomes a keli. If they take one of these things and they flatten it into a pan for a toy scale, yes, it becomes a keli. But ve'ein lem machshav. But thinking that they're going to do it, that doesn't change anything. The machshava of someone who's not bar mitzvah yet, or a girl under bas mitzvah, that doesn't turn into a keli. So if the child finds a nut, let's say, that has already been hollowed out, and thinks, I can use this for a measuring cup in my sandbox, that is not going to turn it into a keli. It has to be that the child did a maisa, not just a machshava. So, chazing over our Mishnah tes vav, a keli with any kind of a base kibble, doesn't make a difference how big it is, becomes tameh. An exception to that rule, we explained, could be kli cheres. It does have a shear. There are different types of tumais, which is negeya to azav, a metzaira, similar types of tumais, called tumas midras, which means that anything that's officially set aside to lay or sit on receives that tumah. But it doesn't have to be mamash a chair or a bed, even something that's designated to lean on or to hang by is tame. Then we said if you make a pouch out of unfinished hide, or even out of the kind of paper they had, it's still tame, it's still makabel tuma. And then we said a pomegranate, an acorn, a walnut, that the kids hollowed out the inside and they used it as a measuring cup, or like a pail in the sandbox. Or they shaped it in such a way that it serves like the little cups or little spoons on a toy scale, it's tame because they actually did a maisa, but just by thinking they're going to do it. If they found one that was already hollowed out, it would not become tame.